Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
7:13, sunny and hot throughout the week. No rain, dry. You'll have to get the sprinkler out if you care about the grass. But the good news is the grass is going to stop growing a little bit, which is great. And the tropics are quiet, so we'll take it for another 10 days, which will get us to September 26th, almost to October. If we get to October, then hopefully we've turned the corner. And we'll see. Of course, you never, ever know. We're joined now by our friend Ali Bustamante, who is the professor in the Department of Economics and Finance at UNO. Talk about home values, real estate, New Orleans. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. I know somebody who had his house foreclosed on, and you don't really think about it. That's the first person I've ever heard that happening to. And he said it was primarily insurance that got him where he just couldn't afford it anymore and let the bank have it, in his own words. Is that something that's happening more and more in the New Orleans area, or do you track those kind of things?
Well, yes, absolutely. You know, when we're talking about insurance, we're oftentimes thinking about pinching home buyers, but it's actually something that really squeezes homeowners as well. When you're thinking about the cost of insurance, whether it's every $100 basically translates to adding about $15,000 to $20,000 more on your mortgage or your ability to pay your current existing mortgage.
So when it comes to, is this a hurricane thing? Is this a wind thing? Is it a flood thing? Is it a FEMA thing? Take me through all of that, Professor, if you can.
And that's the actually reality. It's a little bit of all of those things, okay. Right? You know, what we're actually seeing is that markets, both on the insurance side as well as markets in terms of the evaluation of homes, are really adjusting to climate risk. And when we're talking about climate risk, we're talking about flooding, we're talking about hurricane risk, we're even talking about subsidence. All of these risks are really playing a huge factor in a way that they really haven't in the past.
When it comes to reinsurance, do wildfires in California have an effect on this, or wherever wildfires occur?
And that's absolutely a fact, yes. You know, when we think about insurance companies, they don't just really price according to an existing market like New Orleans or southeastern Louisiana. A lot of these insurance companies are really either national or multinational companies. And so that means that as the climate risk and, you know, whether it's wildfires in the case of California, as those risks increase on a national scale, they're actually going to price that into your policy as well.
I have no agenda here. The only thing I'm concerned with is business and money. And I guess when it comes to climate risk, whenever you say climate, Lord knows you create a firestorm, pardon the pun, but you do of debate. And the only thing I'm saying is I follow the military and I follow the money to see what's true and what's not. And it seems as though both big money, big finance, and the military have admitted or have taken into account the fact that, admitted might be pejorative, but have taken into account the fact that the climate is changing. Now, you might want to parse words as to why it is or why it isn't, what's causing it, but there is no doubt that if you look at the insurance, tables, actuarial tables, and also the military and their planning and so forth, they have realized that the climate is changing, correct?
Yeah, and that's what I'm actually talking about. When I say climate risk, I'm talking about just the actual frequency of some of these events. You know, we do know for, you know, as you kind of mentioned, you know, it's, you look at the actuarial risk, you look at the frequency of wildfires, you look at the frequency of hurricanes, of flooding. It's the fact that all of these factors are more pronounced on the ledgers of these insurance companies that is really behind these higher insurance costs.
So along those lines, we got a quiet hurricane season. I know somebody's going to text this in. We might take solace in that, and obviously we breathe a breath of relief here, but if they have wildfires in California, that doesn't necessarily mean that our insurance is going to go down, right? Because when it comes to, I'm not talking about FEMA now, I'm talking about State Farm, I'm talking about whoever else writes home insurance, they're a national company and they have to buy reinsurance, and their model is based on what they pay out corporately, not by state or by region, correct?
And that's absolutely right. And not only is it what they pay out in state, but, you know, their models and their actuarial factors are looking at multi-year periods. So, you know, they're averaging out the fact that you are going to get a quiet season here and there, but you're also going to get, again, overall a larger share of climate risk, where, again, whether it's wildfires, whether it's flooding, whether it's hurricane, that overall, since we know that the frequency of these events is actually increasing at a pretty rapid pace over the past few years, like, that's what they're really factoring in. And so what they're really looking for to, in terms of, you know, trying to minimize the actual insurance costs, what's actually going to drive those costs down is if there's kind of like these long-term solutions or long-term mediators to these risks.
So just so people understand the way it works, and that's all I'm trying to do is educate the audience and myself, is that if we have a quiet hurricane season here and it's a terrible wildfire season in California, we're right back to where we started. Not to mention it would take more than one quiet season of wildfires or hurricanes to change anything when you project out decades, correct?
That's absolutely right. And, you know, as I mentioned before, you know, we're seeing that insurance companies, as well as, again, home buyers and home sellers, are really pricing in these risk factors in a way that they haven't in the past. And so the solace is that, you know, the insurance hikes have already happened. They're not going to be, you know, increasing at a much rapid rate here on forward. However, as you kind of mentioned before with the foreclosure example, the damage is done and it is being done. And so the idea is, how could we actually roll some of that, you know, some of that price hikes back?
So you're a professor, and you're not from here originally, are you?
I'm from Miami, and so we're talking about, you know, just another place where that has a lot of these kind of similar factors.
The reason I say that is I'm going to use a New Orleansism here, a colloquialism, which is, come on, brah, the insurance is not going to come down ever, is it?
And that's the part where, you know.
Really? I mean, come on, brah. Is it ever going to come down or not?
Yeah, you know, the reality
that's what you
is
call
that,
a giggle of truth, ladies and gentlemen. What you just heard is a giggle of truth, which means he knows damn well insurance rates are never going to come down. Am I right?
Well, they're certainly going to be, you know, fighting tooth and nail in terms of bringing those costs down. But the reality is that, you know, if there is some type of compelling factor out there that really pushes their hand, and what I'm talking about pushing their hand is, you know, if we have some very, you know, real data about, you know, again, you know, whether it's coastline restoration or whether it's, you know, being able to pull out a full state initiative to fortify homes, whatever it is, you know, these kinds of like really heavy, you know, risk mediating initiatives, like those factors, would really put some power in the hands of policymakers to force these kind of insurance companies to roll that back. But to your point, you know, on their own account, they're going to be hard pressed to do that on their own.
To be completely accurate, I think the best the consumer, and I'm a consumer, can hope for is less increase, not a rollback of prices.
And that's exactly, yeah. And, you know, that's exactly where we are in terms of the Louisiana market, where, you know, these year to year increases are really slowing down considerably. And it's just a matter of, you know, making sure that moving forward, again, that folks do have at least an opportunity to, better opportunity, I should say, to maintain their homes or to become home buyers in the future. Yes.
And somebody texted in, is the frequency of fires and other events, or is it because we have 24-hour news channels? Well, the insurance companies, they don't care. That's the point I'm trying to make, and I'm glad that person texted this in. The insurance companies don't care about what makes TV or not. They care about claims, and that's what they base their actuarial tables on. Accurate?
That's great. And, you know, I think on one part it's claims, and on the other part it's just, the probability of claims being made in the future. So, you know, and they go both hand in hand.
That's the actuarial part of it, right? The predicting part of it, yeah. So it's got nothing to do with what's on television. It has to do with the occurrence and the frequency. Take a break, pick it up when we come back. It's all math. 722 traffic now, WWL. Robert Redford's passed away. He was 89 years old, starred in The Natural, one of my favorite films, also directed The Legend of Bagger Vance, another one of my favorite films. So RIP, Robert Redford, had a long run. 727, we're talking to our friend Ali Bustamante, a professor in the Department of Economics and Finance at UNO, about home values around the country. Are they rising around the country, home prices, or not in New Orleans? I always go back to the model professor where there's only so much that people have to pay for housing. So if the price of the house goes down, the interest rate's going to suck it up. Or if the interest rates goes down, then the price of the house is going to suck that up. Either way, it goes down to how much somebody can afford a month. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right about that. And in fact, when we're looking at prices, you know, over the year, prices are down in the New Orleans area about a little over 1%. You know, and nationally, the prices have actually gone up quite a bit. But one of the reasons why, you know, we're seeing, you know, a depressed, you know, prices being actually depressed in the local market here is we're talking about insurance costs. As you mentioned, you know, if insurance costs are going up, you know, folks are being squeezed. And so it's going to really push them to demand lower prices if they can.
What is the trend nationally, and what I understand the Fed maybe might cut interest rates today if they do? My gut feeling, again, it's just my gut, I'm no professor, tells me that there is a pent-up demand for homeowners, and that even though the price of the house might go up, depending on how quickly the seller can react to the interest rate going down, that there is a pent-up demand that's going to just go crazy if the interest rates go down. Am I wrong here? What do you think?
Well, I think part of it is certainly of the degree of these cuts, right? And so, like, right now, the markets have really factored in with over 90% likelihood that there is going to be a rate cut. Now, it's most likely going to be either, 25% basis points or 50 basis points, which is, you know, either a quarter of or a half of a percentage point. You know, that's going to be a welcome relief for any borrower. However, that level of cut isn't necessarily what I think a lot of home buyers and are really looking for. They're hoping that this is one in several cuts that will, you know, hopefully bring those kind of mortgage rates down.
What would it take? What kind of cut would it take to really get the housing market going again?
Right now, we're thinking about mortgage rates being, you know, close to 7%. Prior to the pandemic, you know, folks were enjoying mortgage rates that were, you know, were closer to 4%. And so even during the pandemic, I think a lot of folks got accustomed to having mortgage rates closer to 2.5-3%. And so it really is a matter of I think, you know, if folks can know that, you know, that 4% range is going to be really likely what's probably going to bring folks back into the market at a really fast clip. But even if, again, we get, 1%, cut from the interest rates, that's probably going to be a good amount to bring a lot of folks back in.
Hopefully the pandemic was a once in history type thing. But does that mean that we'll never see 2.5% interest again? And the lowest people can hope for is about 4.5 or 5?
Absent a, huge financial crisis or a huge pandemic, the hope is we don't see that again. And I think that's something that, when I talk to a lot of, real estate professionals, that is just really a hard part when they talk to buyers, just making sure that they understand that those rates are really in the past and that they were, because very exceptional reasons, and that's not something buyers should be expecting anytime soon.
Thank you, Professor. Informative as always, Ali Bustamante, Professor, Department of Economics and Finance. And I forgot to say, at my alma mater, UNO, as well as Newell Norman, Diane Newman, a lot of people around WWL. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Archie Chasson about fixing bridges in Louisiana. A minute late, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 46, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Tuesday morning will be hot and dry, but that's good because that means hurricane season is leaving us alone, and we'll take it. Archie Chasson joins us, Executive Director of the Office of Louisiana Highway Construction. How you doing, Archie?
Good morning, Tommy. Just when you thought you were getting rid of me, I popped back up.
No, we're glad to have you, man. Your guy gets things done, and we like that. Tell me, for people that don't understand, how the Louisiana Highway the Office of Louisiana Highway Construction is different than DOTD.
So it's set up to move a little bit faster, right? Secretary Ledee, who's also a LaFouche guy, is doing a great job doing some reforms over there. And it's a great partnership. But we're housed within the division.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Vision of administration with Commissioner Barra. And that staff, so we don't necessarily have to play by the same playbook, right? There's not a lot of federal oversight from us or over us from FHWA, although there's a little bit when we talk about certain roads and bridges. But we have a different playbook. We use a different procurement code. The legislature, when they created this office, gave us some emergency procurement powers to fix, in specific cases, this first set of bridges that we're working on, because most of them are in pretty bad shape. So we get to bypass some of that stuff and start to engage with engineers and contractors very quickly to actually pull off some of these projects in, you know, what'll be probably 15 months versus a typical probably 2 year or so process if it was done the normal way through DOTD.
Tell me what that means about the procurement code for people that don't know. I used to be a buyer for the state of Louisiana, believe it or not, when I attended the University of Life, when I decided I didn't need all that college. So I'm a little bit aware of it. For people that don't know, tell them, Archie.
Yeah, so in most cases, you know, any public entity, right, whether we're talking parish governments or state governments, when we do a project like that, we have to bid it out. And there's probably, in most cases, a 65 or 90-day process to put that project out to bid, get prices from contractors, do the negotiations, figure out who the low bidder was, do contracts, and it just drags the process out. In this particular case, what we did was when the governor said, hey, Archie, we want you to take over these 62 bridges, within about 2 days, we had 8 engineers under contract and started moving. And by the end of probably next week or the following week, we'll have 8 contractors engaged that are already starting to look at what the engineers are working on, starting to figure out how to procure materials, how they're going to demolish the old bridge, how we're going to start to build the new one, working through kind of a step-by-step with the engineer, again, to help move these projects faster. Because as the governor noted when he signed the bill when they created the office, this was a way to reimagine how we're doing infrastructure construction across the state and really go get stuff done. In some cases, he didn't use the word stuff, but we're going to go get it done.
Yeah, everybody wants stuff done, but just for those that are worried about the money and construction and big, how much money are you talking about here?
So we're going to be somewhere upwards of about $100 million, 62 bridges across the state. In most cases, the average bridge is going to run us, you know, somewhere between $1 million and $1.5 million. There's a couple of outliers that are some longer spans that are going to cost a little bit more. But this was money that the legislature pulled out of the Revenue Stabilization Fund, or what they call the Rainy Day Fund, the state savings account, knowing that these things had been neglected over the years and it was a priority for them and the administration. So they've worked with, you know, Commissioner Byron, the governor, to pull that money out of the savings account to actually go get these projects done in a very quick manner.
And somebody texted in about oversight over the money. What oversight is there if you're going by past or bypassing the normal procurement measures?
So there's still all the audit requirements. There's still the oversight there, like you would have typically have within a project. And it's not like we're plucking, you know, Joe Blow from down the road, right? You know, we're pulling people who have already done bridges for DOTD contractors who the state had worked with in the past.
Already vetted, right?
That's right. People who have not, you know, gone defunct on projects and had issues with the department in the past. We're picking the good contractors who we know can move fast, who we know are going to build a quality product. And when you do it like this, Tommy, when you get them on the ground floor and you design it, you kind of build it with the engineer as you're designing it in that kind of a like a CMAR process, right, that construction manager at risk process where you design it and build it, you tend to save money because there's not the change order process and the typical cost overruns you see in a regular infrastructure project.
I was getting ready to ask you about that. How do you avoid the change orders? Tell me how that's going to be different.
You know, when you think about it, when a contractor gets a set of plans and has to go through that typical bid process, he gets to look at that plan for 30 days and he's making some assumptions. In this particular case, we're talking about what those assumptions would be throughout the process. So you're going to know that there may be a utility line that may have not been picked up because we're going to find it. There's certain assumptions that we're not going to have to make these days, you know, kind of working in tandem with the engineer, demolishing the old one, building the new one all at the same time. So in most cases, when you do these type of design build projects, you're actually saving money on the back end.
Is it almost like a line of credit when you build a house as opposed to bidding a job out?
Somewhat. You know, there's always a construction estimate. And that's how we got the $100 million from the legislature was built off some estimates from DOTD about a year ago. So, you know, there's still some assumptions there. But we're cutting back on that a whole lot more, having that contractor coming at the ground floor with us.
Gotcha. We'll take a break, pick it up, we come back. I'm going to talk about prioritizing bridges and where some of these 62 bridges are, because it's an ambitious goal, 62 of them, 100% by December 31st of 2026, which will be here, not 2025, but 2026 before you know it. Archie Chasson, our guest. We like him. He gets stuff done. Executive Director of the Office of Louisiana Highway Construction. Lord knows we need work on the infrastructure in this state, and that's what he's trying to do. We'll pick it up. We come back. Traffic now, WWL. 7:58, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Just a couple of minutes left with Archie Chasson, who's talking about replacing bridges. He's the executive director of the Office of Louisiana Highway Construction. Everybody wants to know about the Highway 90 bridge with Pearl River. Is that in Louisiana? Is that a state project or not, Archie?
No, so that's still going to be a state project. These 62 are more, what I'll call more of the rural, kind of local type bridges. DOTD is going to keep, even as we expand this office and we look at what's happening next, the department is still going to keep those kind of bigger mega projects, those big highway interstate projects, the Mississippi River Bridge, you know, I-49, the Calcasieu River Bridge out in southwest Louisiana, those big things, because there's a whole lot of federal oversight there, the department is going to keep those.
So what are some of the things you're looking at in southeast Louisiana so people will know some of the bridges that are targeted?
Yeah, there's a couple out in St. Bernard around Judge Perez. There's a host of them across the North Shore. There's a couple down South Louisiana in Terrebonne. And then we have a slew of them out in Southwest Louisiana. But we have a bulk of them, I think probably, you know, out of the 62, probably 20 are up in North Louisiana. Some of the old, logging routes that are now, kind of major thoroughfares for folks up there. Some of those bridges. Prioritized based on rating, right? So most of these bridges are in poor condition. A couple of them are actually already closed because of load rating deficiencies. So those are the ones that we're gonna work on first, make sure we get those back open. And in a lot of cases, looking at how do we rethink them? And instead of maybe building that normal timber pile supported bridge, can we go back with a box culvert, right? A little bit cheaper, a lot easier to maintain, longer lasting life.
Real quick, Archie, is there a website where people can go to see what bridges you're talking about?
We will. We're going to release a system in about a week where a person can click on a link, get real-time photos of the project's budgets, plan, see who the contractor is, all that fun stuff.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. We'll be back, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.